From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Homeland Security Department's chief is drafting an executive action for U.S. President Donald Trump that would end family separations at the border. President Trump spoke to reporters while meeting with members of Congress about immigration.
We're going to be signing an executive order. We're going to also count on Congress, obviously, but we are signing an executive order in a little while. We're going to keep families together, but we still have to maintain toughness or our country will be overrun by people, by crime, by all of the things that we don't stand for, that we don't want.
The president said he hoped his measure would be matched by legislative action. The United Nations Human Rights Council has returned to business as usual despite the United States pulling out. The AP's Zaria Shackley has that story.
The UN's top rights body, based in Geneva, discussed summary executions and freedom of expression with the U.S. seats unoccupied. Diplomats made no immediate or direct mention of the American move. But one Western diplomat, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the U.S. was notably absent from an informal backroom meeting in Belarus that it might normally have attended. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, announced the pullout, criticizing the council for its chronic bias against Israel. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Taliban militants killed 30 Afghan soldiers and captured a military base in the western province of Badghis. It was their first major attack since a ceasefire during the Eid al-Fitr holiday. A government official said the militants prepared for their attacks and did reconnaissance work in the area during the ceasefire period. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. The European Union will begin charging import duties of 25% on a range of U.S. products beginning Friday in response to U.S. tariffs imposed on EU steel and aluminum. The move confirms a tit-for-tat dispute that could escalate into a full trade war, particularly if U.S. President Donald Trump carries out his threat to penalize European cars. Testifying before Congress, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says the tariff serve a purpose.
Steel and aluminum imports threaten to impair our national security.
President Trump hit the EU, Canada, and Mexico with tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum at the start of June, ending exemptions that had been in place since March. U.S. President Donald Trump and a group of lawmakers from the Senate and House of Representatives will meet at the White House on Wednesday to discuss their disagreement over how to penalize Chinese telecommunications company ZTE Corp. The Trump administration moved to lift a ban on the company doing business with U.S. suppliers, but the Republican-led U.S. Senate on Monday passed a measure to kill that settlement deal as part of a defense policy bill. The death toll from an Indonesian ferry disaster could top 180 as authorities raised an estimate of the number of people missing 2 days after the wooden boat sank. Reuters' Ed Giles has more.
That's 50 more people than authorities were looking for, and the new number is 3 times the capacity of the boat. At least 3 have been confirmed dead in the accident. It was full of people returning from the Eid holiday. 18 survivors were dragged from the water after the accident, which occurred after bad weather brought treacherous conditions to Lake Toba in northern Sumatra.
Ferry accidents are common in Indonesia's archipelago of islands, especially during the end of Ramadan when millions of people travel home to visit their families. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un departed Beijing for Pyongyang after completing a 2-day visit in China. VOA's Bill Gallo has the details.
The North's official Korean Central News Agency said Kim thanked Chinese President Xi Jinping for supporting Kim's historic summit with U.S. President Donald Trump last week in Singapore. Kim also said Pyongyang and Beijing had entered a new era of bilateral cooperation and friendship. After a final meeting with President Xi, the North Korean leader visited an agricultural technology park and rail traffic control center before his departure Wednesday. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May looks set to win a crucial Brexit vote in Parliament Wednesday. It came after pro-EU Conservative lawmaker Dominic Grieve said he would support the government's proposal for a meaningful vote for Parliament on any Brexit deal. A potential rebellion that could have further undermined May's authority looked to have been quashed. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.